The devil is the father of all lies. He is constantly lying to us. He's constantly tempting us, telling us, if you do this, it will be good. Now, just as he was tempting Jesus in the desert, you know, telling him, no, just turn this rock into bread, and you can feed your hunger. You know, it seems like a good thing, but so often, you know, we get tricked into that, and we end up falling into sin, falling into the trap of the devil, falling into his temptations, knowing that, you know, they don't bring us that life, they bring us that death, the death of our soul. And it's something that, you know, we constantly have to be on guard. Now, where are those places in my life that the devil tempts me? Where are those places in my life that I say yes to those temptations that the devil puts in front of me? No, for everybody, you know, our weaknesses are different. We're going to be falling into different sins. And we have to know, you know, what are those sins that I fall into? What are those temptations that I have trouble saying no to? Because we don't want to fall into those lies that the devil has. And we want to live in that light of Christ. We want our soul to be fed with Jesus. And we don't want to keep falling into sin. You know, especially if it's, you know, one of those sins that, you know, we fall in over and over and over again. We have to be looking, why is it that it's so easy for me to keep saying yes to this sin over and over and over again? So that we can put that plan into action on how to overcome that sin. Now, that's part of our Lenten journey, is to overcome that sin in our life, to grow closer to our Lord, you know, especially through that prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, you know, allowing ourselves to spend that time with our Lord, listening to how he speaks to our heart, you know, doing some sort of fast, you know, so that we can say no to those pleasures that the devil tempts us with, and giving those alms so we're not attached to the things of this world. But there's no better way for us to work on our sinfulness, to work on our temptations, than in the sacrament of reconciliation. You know, how beautiful it is that, you know, God has given us this sacrament to free us from our sins, to give us that place, you know, to start anew. You know, so often, you know, we forget how great of a grace it is. You know, we can be afraid to go in because, you know, we might think that our sin is too large to be forgiven. We might be afraid to go in because we're afraid to acknowledge that we have sin. We might be afraid because, you know, I want to say that I'm not as big of a sinner as I am. But the more often we go, the more that we examine our conscience well, the easier it is for us to avoid these temptations of sin, the easier for us it is to see that these are the places that the devil is tempting me. It's easier for us to say yes to our Lord and no to the evil one. And with that grace, you know, it's so great. You know, when we're growing in the grace, you know, we go up, and when we sin, we lose some of that grace. And as soon as we go to confession and we receive that absolution from the priest, we're not starting from the bottom again, but we're starting from where we left off. You know how great it is that we can go there and we can receive that grace. Confession should be not something that we just do, you know, once a year during Lent, or maybe twice a year, once during Lent, once during Advent. Should be something that we regularly do so that we can receive those graces from God. We can be forgiven of those sins, but we can be reminded of those places that the devil tempts us so that we can ask for that grace from God to overcome those places. So that when those temptations come, when those desires come again, we can say no because we have asked for that grace from God. We've acknowledged of where those places are in our life so that we can overcome, so that we can live in the grace of our Lord. There is nothing better for us than to have that grace in our life. You know, God's grace is a gift that we can never imagine how great it is. It is more powerful than everything on the world. And so often, we leave it there. We don't go to confession. We make those excuses. We don't have time. I'm not that big of a sinner. I've gone once a year. But it's so beautiful, allowing ourselves to grow in that grace, to turn away from temptation and allow God into our heart.